Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the show. This is Metaphysical Media with Steve Sampson and Stephen Lewis. And we will be speaking today about the terrible events in Paris last week on Wednesday. Stephen, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Oh, thank you very much. I'm doing great today. How are you doing? That's the question, isn't it?
I'm doing well. Doing well. It's my birthday, and
today is a special day.
Yes, yeah. But always happy to do the radio show with you, and particularly passionate about the subject, Stephen. You know, I'm very fond of France. I have many friends there and lived and studied in France. So I'm sure everybody was shocked by these dreadful events, the shootings and the hostage taking in Paris. But you know, I felt particularly sad because I was speaking with a friend in Paris that were describing the atmosphere. It's a really sad time.
It is a sad time. It's a very controversial time as well. And from the point of view of an astrologer, it's a very interesting time. What the happenings in France, from the point of view of astrology, really present a unique sort of microscope slide for us to examine the astronomy of these events and to forecast a little bit about what we can expect in the general region from these controversies, and we'll be getting into that in the latter part of the show. But before we get started, Steve, let's let everybody know some of the tools that we will use to arrive at our conclusion today.
Sure.
For my part, Steve, I would love to, I think it's really important for us to to talk about a little bit about the solar return charts and some of the progression charts. But we're using the French natal figure, which is for October the 6th, 1958, 6:30 p.m. for Paris, France. And you know what? For the rest of this year, for forecasting, I like to do the 2014 solar return, which would be October the 6th. The solar returns are a little bit different. Yeah, it's going to be October the 6th. And the time on that, actually, I have the 2015 solar return. We'll come back to the solar returns here in a bit.
I've got it here, Stephen, so I can share it with all of you. October the 6th, 2014, was the solar return. So that's the current solar return period. And the time of it was 8 a.m. 54 minutes. So 8:54 a.m. and actually 48 seconds.
Ah, beautiful.
And that's Central European time.
Thank you very much. I think that would, be the only solar return chart we'd need to look at for this particular problem, Steve. Because I tell you what, man, I think, I don't think we're going to have to wait too long to see the repercussions of this event. You know what I mean?
No, and we'll talk about what we're seeing astrologically that takes us to our conclusions. But certainly in our preparation, we both felt that there will be more events like this. This is not, we haven't seen the end of this kind of tragedy in France, but we'll get into that. I'll explain to our listeners that we're going to, in effect, be doing another couple of things. We'll take the natal charts for France. We've given you the details. We'll progress it to the time of the shootings in Paris last Wednesday, and we'll overlay the transits on, and we'll be looking at the solar returns as well. But to begin with, Stephen, should we take a look at the progress chart with the transits and then move on to the solar return? How does that sound?
Well, sure. I mean, I think we could probably benefit by maybe looking into the astrological causation of the event as well. You know some of the content like leading up to this event, and the progressions probably tell that story pretty well too, wouldn't they, Steve?
They do. And one of the things that we observed in the progress chart is that Mercury has progressed now into Sagittarius in the French chart and is conjunct Saturn in the ninth house of publishing. So you've got Mercury, which is a symbol for journalism, amongst other things, progressed right up to the Major Malefic, and was waiting there to be triggered. And actually, at the very moment of the shootings at the Charlie Hebdo headquarters, the Midheaven was conjunct that exact spot. So this chart was saying to us that the media would be a target, the media were at risk, and it's describing the fact that there would be a very unfortunate challenge, very unfortunate outcome for the media in France. That was one of the first observations we had, but as always, you look at the charts and you see all manner of testimonies to the event in question. What are some of your observations, Stephen?
Well, you know, I was actually surprised to see the role that Mercury took in all of this. I mean, on the surface, it's not that surprising because Mercury is a universal significator for the press and things of that nature. But by the same token, you know, one would expect little swift, you know, slight Mercury, wow, not to be able to cause such carnage, but he can do a lot worse than that, unfortunately. But, yeah, definitely this Mercury is quite afflicted in the solar return. It's retrograde, it's in the first house, saying that something terrible is going to happen because of the press in France this year, or to the press in France this year. And the condition of Mercury in the solar return for France is, well, it's just, it kind of says that the press is going to be punished for what they say, and that they're going to be quite rebellious in their response to that, which is exactly, you know, sort of what is happening. Charlie Hebdo and its employees, they are quite defiant in the face of these terrible assaults on their offices, and much to the delight of their supporters, who are numerous. So Mercury is also important in this saga as a timing device, quite interestingly enough. If we look at the event chart of the Hebdo massacre, which happened at 11:30 on the morning of January the 7th in Paris, that chart for that event, you know, we see Mercury and Venus assembled in the same sign with Mars, even though they're not conjunct Mars. They're far away from Mars in terms of degrees, but simply by being in the same sign, they're kind of singled out. And, you know, they're applying to a they're sort of locked in a kind of a nasty opposition with the moon. So it's a timing device and also a symbol of the affliction of that the press would go through this year, that they're still going to go through. In fact, it's a symbolization of the assault on free speech itself.
Yes. Quite frankly. I know that in that solar return, sorry, not the solar return chart, in the event chart, obviously we've got that powerful Uranus-Pluto square that everybody talks about. And Pluto actually is in the bends, it's squaring the nodes. And in this particular chart, on the 7th, the Sun was also in the bends. So I think it was pretty certain that with a chart that has both Sun and Pluto in the bends, with Uranus at the south node, that something tragic would occur. But obviously the French chart with its progressions and transits, as well as the specific solar return for France, gives us more of the story. What makes me sad, Stephen, is that the charts, they clearly show what's probable, but we don't have the time or the resources to be constantly analyzing every nation's chart or every city's chart to determine where the risks are highest. And not only that, but even if we did that, we wouldn't necessarily be heard anyway. You see what I mean?
Yeah, there's nothing that any astrologer could have done to have prevented this, unfortunately, because, when we're dealing with astrology at this level, there's a higher, fate has a higher sort of inertia and momentum that's most difficult to overcome. If we're dealing on an, with an individual, then sure, we can make the person aware of the challenges that they're going to face, and the person can then roll with those punches, as he or she may. But when we're dealing with the collective, they're going to do what they do, unfortunately. And things were just set up to go wrong this year for France on a number of levels. We have various timing devices on the larger level, and then also on the smaller level, sort of like the second hand, that are tick 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 ticking away. And unfortunately, on the 7th of January, they tick 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 their way to destruction. We have in the, on the level of the transits. You mentioned Pluto in the bend and square to the nodes, and also in square to Uranus. And the sun at the time of the crisis, at the time of this massacre, the sun was just separating from this nasty configuration. So all of this is very troubling. In terms of another very important cycle, the annual profection, right? France was having a year that was singled out for this sort of event on a number of different levels. And also, if we look at the nativity of France, and we're looking at the Fifth Republic, and it was born in 1958, then we're going to see in the sign of Sagittarius that Saturn is at 20 degrees. Now, transiting Saturn has just ingressed into Sagittarius. It's just left Scorpio, entered Sagittarius. It's going to go retrograde and go back into Scorpio, and then turn direct and go back into Sagittarius again for a final time. It's going to stay in Sagittarius this time. But my point, what I've noticed is that as Saturn transits this section of the circle, the results for France are always controversial. They've been historically controversial. What's happening is that France is having a Saturn return at this time. Saturn transiting in the sky right now is approaching the place it held when the Fifth Republic of France was born. So, this is the issue with Charlie Hebdo, is part of a larger, grander sweep of history that's being made now as we speak. Now, in the solar return, which is again a very important anniversary chart, the solar return is simply all the transits that are happening at the time when the sun returns to the place it held when the entity came into existence. Its value is obvious. And at that time, Mercury was transiting also this area. Mercury was moving through the place that Neptune and Jupiter held in Scorpio. And this right there, that transit promised something big. Dorotheus, speaking from the third or fourth century, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, said that this transit is best for everything, and especially for those who want to come into power. Orpheus, one of his contemporaries, added that the transit is going to, quote, cause a display and, quote, provide a reputation and strength at home. So already we're geared up for something big because of these things. Now, of this conjunction between transiting Mercury and Jupiter, referring to the thoughts and ideas of a modern astrologer coming into the 20th century, CEO Carter says that his case files are bursting with this configuration contributing to murders. He also compares it to clairvoyant investigation. He calls it an influence that sensitizes the feelings abnormally and produces delusions and uncontrollable impulses. So as far as I'm concerned, that probably describes not only the assailants, but in the terms of, in the sense of sensitizing the feelings abnormally, and probably also in the category of producing delusions, it would also characterize the people's response to the Charlie Hebdo massacre. You can expect delusion to arise out of this from the side of, well, sure, practically everyone.
And again, the charts show us that confusion, that disappointment, and France prides itself on its freedom of speech, and there's this debate, isn't there, about whether or not it was acceptable to publish a depiction, a cartoon depiction of the Prophet Muhammad in the Charlie Hebdo publication. And you know, the argument in France is that you can say what you like in France, that there is complete freedom of speech. And that's something that's very much cherished as part of the French culture, French way of life. But obviously, the events have really rocked France. I mean, we've all seen the images of the 3.7 million people that joined the rally on Sunday, last Sunday, the unity rally, showing the determination not to be rumbled by these terrorist acts. But when you look at when you take the natal chart, progress with the transits, there are a number of things that explain the confusion, the disappointment, disillusionment in France. So the midheaven has progressed into Pisces in the 12th house, and transit in Neptune is conjunct that point. It's at 5 degrees Pisces along with that progressed midheaven. So it really does bring up these disappointments, because we're talking about the 12th house, but also it brings up this whole debate about what France stands for. As I said, that in my mind is described partly by Neptune conjunct the midheaven. But I was looking as well, Stephen, at the fact that, you know, Saturn, transiting Saturn, which you mentioned before, has ingressed into Sagittarius. And that's right on the cusp of just after the cusp of the house of death, the eighth house in the French chart, which spelt trouble. And it's in opposition to a natal Mars, which is the ruler of the ascendant, so very important planet or symbol in the French chart, also rules the south node. And that transiting Saturn opposing natal Mars was a perilous formation. There are many others. But what concerns me particularly about France and the French chart is that I'm pretty sure that these charts are saying to us that's not the end. That we had this dreadful situation in which these journalists and artists were slaughtered. You know, their names called out one at a time as they were slaughtered one at a time in their own office, and then the hostage situation at the kosher supermarket in Paris. And the four people that were killed in that, this all occurred last week, but transiting Uranus has not even reached the south node, the progressed south node, the ascendant, or the natal south node in the French chart, and I'm sure that, and I think you concur, you can say in a second, I'm sure that the movement of Uranus to the progressed south node, the ascendant, and then the natal south node indicates that there is going to be more trouble. There are going to be more events like this in France, sadly. Do you agree with that?
I do agree. That idea also comes through via another testimony in the solar return for 2014, where Mercury is in Scorpio, Mercury representing the press apparatus in France. And you know, I think that since people are dying, innocent people, people who might not necessarily care about what Charlie Hebdo or the radical Muslims are doing, you know.
Yeah, people that were maybe just minding their own business, buying some groceries.
Yeah, right, so they're minding their business. And yet now all of a sudden they're dealing with this. And so I think it's a very valid question to examine the fitness of this press apparatus. Are they in the right? As astrologers, we have a unique problem here because we have our personal opinions about this, but we also have to look at the astronomical conditions of the planet to come at an objective judgment. Now, I note that Mercury, representing the press apparatus in France, is retrograde. That's strike number one in terms of overall competence.
Are you referring now to the solar return?
Mercury at 2 degrees Scorpio and the solar return is retrograde. And so this is already a strike against competence and testimony in favor of the press making an error, bungling. And also, the retrograde status indicates an iteration, repeating this. And, you know, Scorpio is a fixed sign. So basically, what amounts to a pissing contest that is not going to go away. And I want to remind everyone, it's over a cartoon. So I hope Europe is willing to make the sacrifice, because at the end of it, when the smoke clears, they've won the right to publish cartoon. Yay. So, you know, now Mercury is retrograde, so it's making all of this fuss. This Martian fuss is ruled by Mars. And, you know, for what? The stakes are very small. Why will the stakes be quite small? They're perceived to be monumental. Free speech, it's free speech. But I think they're overlooking the basic fact that there's nothing at all about speech that's free. If they think that they can communicate without paying for it, without cost, they're misguided. Now, Mercury is also in aversion to its ruler, Mars. In this solar return, Mars is in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius has no aspect to Scorpio. Scorpio, the house where Mercury is lodged, it has a 12th house relationship to Sagittarius, which is where the ruler is lodged. So this is a second testimony that the press in this issue, the apparatus of the press, is flawed. This is a second testimony. And, it, you know, kind of the third testimony is kind of common sense. If you want to get along with people, don't draw disrespectful cartoons and caricatures of their holy figures. You know, so that's another blunder that they're doing, but that's not an astronomical judgment. Astronomically, the fact that Mercury is an aversion to its ruler, the fact that it's retrograde, the fact that it is in the terms of Mars, the fact that it's in the first house in terms of quadrant houses, these are all difficulties. The fact that it rules the 12th house in the revolution, in the solar return chart, that's a very big difficulty, you know, and unfortunately, the retrograde state, Steve says, is going to happen repeatedly. The fixity of Scorpio says there's going to be a lot of stubbornness on both sides that's going to lead to a cycle of violence, unfortunately.
Yes, it's correct, Stephen. And today, well, a number of things have happened.
Let me make another quick point, Steve, if you don't mind. I apologize for interrupting, but I want to make a very swift point. Mercury also represents the drawers of cartoons. Okay, Mercury has rulership over these people. And also I want to make an additional observation that Mercury in the water sign of Scorpio is going to incline towards comedy, which I don't understand what is so comedic about the Prophet Muhammad. I mean, when I think of the Prophet Muhammad, I don't think of caricature and comedy. You know what I mean? I don't think of Monty Python. But at any rate, Mercury in Scorpio is going to be very comedic. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Well, they were making a political statement, making an observation, but trying to do it in what they perhaps thought was a comical manner. But clearly, it's certainly offensive to some people. And I'm not saying by any means that justifies what's happened. What happened is absolutely dreadful, unforgivable. But you make a good point there, Stephen, and that Mercury in Scorpio in this solar return chart being planted there in the first house in the version to its solar mark, as you said, also squaring the midheaven. You said fixed sign, emotional sign. It suggests that it almost make people more determined to assert their right to freedom of speech. And this is exactly what the remaining members of the Charlie Hebdo team have done. they have published another newspaper or journal today, and on the front cover is a caricature of the Prophet Muhammad, saying with a banner or something, saying crying, saying "Je suis Charlie," I am Charlie, which is the slogan that people are using. So again, making a point, but I'm not sure it's particularly wise to have done that, because it's another affront. And I can understand why they chose to do that, but I'm not sure it's a decision I would have approved if I'd been involved in the process, because it really inflames the situation even more. And this is described in the chart. And interestingly, that Mercury is also ruling the ninth house of publications in the solar return chart, and the 11th house of the community. So in my mind, this says to us that there will be another price to pay, and it seems that both the solar return chart and the French chart progressed with its transits are saying that there will be more of this, there will be more violence. And France is saying, you know, we are at war with terrorism. They've said we're not at war with Islam, but we're at war with terrorism.
Well, you know, this is a situation where I suppose France needs to pick and choose its battle. But, I mean, my response to this is that it's astonishingly anemic. I mean, is this France's way of combating terrorism and responding to its citizens being beheaded is by drawing cartoons? You know, is this how they conceive of fighting terrorism? It's an inept fight, because what it's going to yield is Mercury's sign of Virgo on the 12th house. It's going to yield numerous enemies. You know, the 12th house is enemies, and Virgo is a mutable sign. It's a symbol of multiplicity. And these are going to be very clever enemies, because Virgo is very smart and technically oriented.
And there's still the solar return chart has that square, that cardinal square between the sun in the 12th house and Pluto in the 3rd house of journalism. And, you know, you pointed this out previously, Stephen, when we've talked about Islam being symbolised by Venus. We've got Venus in the solar return chart under its own sign of Libra in the 12th house, conjunct the sun, in opposition to Uranus in the south node and square in Pluto. And I think that conjunction of the sun with Venus and Libra in the 12th house in this chart and the solar return chart for France is a pretty clear indication that the fundamentalists that take exception to the cartoon or the caricature will continue to be offended, and they're going to dig their heels in to do something about it. And what their response, their plans, their tactics are going to be very difficult to figure out, because that Venus is planted there in the 12th house of secret enemies. And it's quite interesting, because we know who these people, the perpetrators last week, we know who they are. So they're not secret enemies anymore, but they were secret enemies. And the reality of the situation, as described by that Venus in the return sign of the 12th house, is that the enemy is very difficult to identify, because we're not talking anymore about a group of terrorists, for example, in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, or in Syria, or in Iraq, or Yemen. You know, a group of people that are organized as a group, and that take action or operate as a group. You're talking about any individual who chooses to take up this Al Qaeda ISIS cause, And that can be, you know, the man or the girl that lives down the street that you talk to in the grocery store. Very difficult to define. Very clever from the perspective of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, these terrorist groups. This is very clever. This is very clever warfare. Because it's like you're faced with a front. You don't know where the front is. You know how many fronts there are. And you don't know who's standing at the front.
Yeah, this Venus is very worth further analysis, because it is actually a good figure of the sorts of enemies that France is going to be experiencing now. And first of all, Venus in Libra has quite a bit of dignity. So this would be it describes a lot of people, actually, women in general. Artists in general, but also, as you mentioned, Venus being a universal significator for Islam.
And it's competent under its own sign, it's competent, but under its own sign in the 12th house, difficult to get a handle on.
Right, so what we're looking at is an extremely competent enemy. Being a diurnal chart, a day chart, the heat is going to refine Venus, Venus is going to make distinctions among people. Right, it's going to be snobby and more choosy among class and status. This person is good to recruit. That person, so, and it's going to be very aggressive. So what we're looking at with this Venus is a concerted recruitment drive for young people to perform acts of terrorism. And also, it describes the artist class turning against. Or becoming revolutionary, becoming emphasized. The artist class sort of turning against the. Becoming activated somehow, turning against the forces of conservatism that want to curtail their freedom of speech. You know, so those forces typically, historically, turn against the forces of conservatism. But interestingly enough, Venus is also debilitated because it's too close to the sun. So what this means to us is hidden. It cannot be seen. Think about driving home from work in the evening when the sun's about to set, and you're driving west. If you drive into the setting sun, you're blinded. You can't see anything. Same concept applies. We're blinded, can't see this very, very qualified person who represents an enemy and who's walking amongst
you. Just for our listeners' sake, can you explain the criteria for that blindedness in effect? So we've got the sun at 12 degrees Libra and Venus at 8 degrees. But can you just explain the criteria or the number of degrees required for us to consider that Venus is hidden by the sun in effect?
Yeah, we're talking. This is actually quite complex, believe it or not. And there are a variety of grades of combustion by the sun. Combustion is we have two technical classifications here, combustion and going under the sun's rays or under the beams. This latter condition describes a situation where Venus is still too close to the sun, but far enough away where she can still function as an individual entity. But when she's combust, that means closer within 7.5 degrees. Within 7.5 degrees of the sun's position on either side, she's combust. And so what it means is, Venus is going to continue moving forward and going to conjunct the sun. But the problem is that she's moving to retrogradation. At some point she's going to overshoot the sun and then slow down and then go backwards and conjunct the sun again in reverse. Right? Going past the sun in the second conjunction, slowing down, and then turning forward again and repeating the whole cycle. And the inferior and superior conjunctions of Venus describe situation. Once the superior conjunction occurs, then we have, essentially what we have is when one conjunction occurs, we have the commission of something in secret. But then when the superior conjunction occurs, that thing becomes more public. It becomes outed, as it were. We're coming into the stretches of the show, Steve, where I think we should really start thinking about forecasting. Hey, what's coming up next for Jolie Paris? And this issue. And I'll tell you what, for that, Steve, I wouldn't mind turning to a technique articulated by Umar al-Tabari in ancient Persia, used the technique of primary direction to move the ascendance of the solar return, advancing it through the terms and the bounds of the sign, and describing the events and the circumstances as that ascendant meets the rays and the bodies of the planets in the solar return. And before we get started in that, Steve, before I turn over the floor, I just want to point out that when the Charlie Hebdo attack occurred, the ascendant of the solar revolution, the solar return, has moved in this manner, by direction. It had just entered into the terms of Mercury and Capricorn. This is the very beginning of Capricorn in this solar revolution. So look at the solar return. Look at the very opening degrees of Capricorn. These are ruled by Mercury. Talked at length about Mercury and what it means, haven't we? I've actually allowed myself, indulged in climbing up on the soapbox, and I've castigated the press. I actually abused the word apparatus. I overused it. Lord, forgive me for that. But my point is that the Hebdo massacre occurred as the directed ascendant entered into the natal bounds of Mercury Capricorn, and the publication of the effigy, the image of the Prophet Muhammad, occurs as that directed ascendant encounters the body of Pluto.
And so, Stephen, just for our listeners again, just so they understand clearly, that you take the solar return and then you progress, you move the ascendant, you visualize the ascendant moving through that solar return chart. So clearly, in this case, it would have moved up to that Mercury and Scorpio, then it would have moved up to the major malefic Saturn and Scorpio, and these represent, in effect, some of the preparations that would have been taking place for these massacres. And then it would have moved over Mars and Sagittarius, again, which is another sign of trouble. And then at the time of the event, saying that it was in the earlier part of Capricorn, and particularly that part of Capricorn, I think you said, ruled by Mercury, therefore was describing what occurred. So that's correct, right?
That is absolutely correct, yes, sir.
So it means then that in a short period of time, that ascendant will move up to Pluto in Capricorn, which is squaring the Sun and Venus in the 12th house and squaring Uranus and in the bends, loosely in the bends. Which means
now that represents trouble. That's the publication of the latest edition of Charlie Hebdo that has the cover of the Prophet Muhammad. That's represented by the ascendant contacting Pluto, because this represents a display of power on the part of France, you see. So this is Charlie Hebdo in the guise of Pluto, do you see? Because at this point we're in the terms of Jupiter, and so it has a different tenor, a different cast altogether. And at any rate, it represents Pluto represents the taking of the assertion of power. You know, we have je suis Charlie Hebdo. You know, I have the freedom of speech, that sort of thing. I think the big, you know, the next kink in the program is going to come when the ascendant moves into the final degrees of Capricorn. And by the way, I just want to add that natally, in the French natal figure, Capricorn is the 10th sign of that figure. You know, already Capricorn carries this natal meaning for France of 10th house activities, you know, in terms of the tempo of the sign being accelerated by dint of the fact that it's 10th house. And also the types of events that engage the ruler of France and the ruling classes of France and the reputation of France and its actions and legislations, etc. Its police actions and things of that nature. And, of course, all of the regular...
One thing that concerns me, Stephen, in all of this is that obviously that this is a challenging solar return chart. And one of the things that stands out, a couple of things that stand out very much, are the cardinal opposition from Uranus to the Sun and Venus in the 12th house of hidden enemies, and disappointments. And so at halfway through, or just a little less than halfway through the solar return period, the ascendant is going to reach Uranus, he's retrograde, in opposition to the Sun and Venus in the 12th, squaring Pluto, and then shortly after that it'll move its way up to the South Node, which is in a powerful position because it's on the ascendant opposing the ascendant. And that says more problems, doesn't it? So do you feel that we're looking at one or maybe two more times of terrorism in this solar return year, sense? That's what I'm feeling, but it's probably two more attacks.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. I could not disagree with that, because just by virtue of the ascendant being a cardinal sign, you know, that's that it doesn't necessarily speak to repetition so much. However, the fact that the third sign is mutable definitely does speak to repetition. Mm-hmm. You know, all the things of mutable signs seem to be doubled, and especially for Sagittarius, which is the third sign in this solar return. So by the time the directed ascendant does move up to encounter Uranus and the South Node and Aries, these are going to be very troubling moments for friends. Would they be violent? I'll tell you something. I mean, I couldn't say that they're not. I mean, the recipe is definitely there. But there's also Neptune and the Moon in Pisces. And I also anticipate these to be quite troubling for France as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is February is when this is going to happen. I want to point out that it's not just when the ascendant, which is kind of ticking, moving, degree by degree, we're directing it through the solar revolution. You know, it's not just encountering the bodies of the planet. I want to point out that when the Charlie Hebdo massacre occurred, there was no body of a planet in the term of Capricorn where the directed ascendant was, but there was a ray of a planet. Mercury at 2 degrees Scorpio was casting a sextile to 2 degrees of Capricorn. And in fact, when the directed ascendant reach that area, that's when the massacre happened.
Also, Stephen, I think it's very interesting to take different charts as different lenses to peer through, in effect. And so we've had a good look at that solar return, and I'm just looking again at the progress chart with transits and asking myself, well, does it say the same things? Does it confirm what we suspect? And what we suspect is that there's probably two more attacks in that 12-month period from France's birthday, October the 6th. And the tri-wheel with natal, progressed, and transiting planets does suggest the same thing, because Uranus is in the 12th house, transiting up to the ascendant and to the transiting south node, but also the progressed south node, as I said before. So that implies that there is going to be more trouble. But also, she's transiting Saturn's only just ingressed into the 8th house, and in the 8th house of death in the French chart, we've got the progressed Sun and progressed Venus, Islam, again. And then shortly after that time, Saturn transits up to that conjunction of Mercury and Saturn and Sagittarius in the 9th. And all of this going on while Pluto is opposing, transiting Pluto is opposing the path of fortune in the French chart. There's actually a cardinal cross here in this chart. And so my view is that this chart is also saying that we haven't seen the end of this in France. And, you know, sadly, we will need to look at other countries to see what's on the horizon for them. And, you know, in our discussions, we felt that Germany, the UK, Australia, and the United States are on the list as well. So then we need to have a thorough review of also, not in the show, clearly, because you don't have time, but this problem of terrorism, you know, in your own office, on your own streets, in your own supermarket, is not something that is just specific to France, unfortunately. common.
Yeah, it's well, you know, February is definitely going to be an interesting month. I wouldn't go so far as to predict violence, so to speak, but I definitely wouldn't rule it out. The problem with February, especially February 13th, which is, you know, kind of maybe like it's like the anniversary of the publication date of this latest petition, but around that time, the directed ascendant will encounter Neptune in the early degrees of Pisces. And this makes a natal trine to the natal Jupiter, I do believe, which is in Scorpio for France, you know. And, you know, this is kind of a morbid Jupiter. For France's Jupiter is kind of wired towards morbidity because it's Scorpio is the eighth sign in this chart. And so as the ascendant is directed through this region, I think that those rather morbid significations of Jupiter might be called to the fore. And I think this might be kind of a charge, priming the pump, because, you know, the tune is at in Pisces in the solar return. Venus, universal significator of Islam, rules those terms in Pisces. Venus, incredible amount of power and dignity in Pisces, which is the sixth sign in this chart, which means that it has some problems. It's sick. It's low class in this particular chart for France, you know, which also means probably that Muslims might find themselves being treated disrespectfully, completely innocent Muslims. We have an irritating situation where every time a radical terrorist even passes gas, we have to hold moderate Islam, whatever that is, we have to pull it up in front of the world and say, apologize for this. Take responsibility for this and set your, you know, deny that you're affiliated. You know, this sort of behavior is just terrible stuff. And so the 12th house of enemies is going to grow and grow. And I think that by the time the directed ascendant gets out of the terms of Venus and Pisces and gets into the terms of Jupiter, that's where the solar return revolutionary moon is at. And, you know, there could very likely be an event there. And then at the end of Pisces, as we're getting into March, right around that area, is going to encounter the trine rate of Saturn. And that is definitely going to be a danger zone as well. So February the 13th, right on up to the beginning of March, right on up through all the way probably to the end of March and beginning of April, because through that time, Steve, the directed ascendant will encounter the body of Uranus and then the south node. And all of this in Aries, once the directed ascendant gets into the terms of Venus in Aries, I would also expect that to be quite boisterous. So the next several months are going to be hot for France. They can't let their guard down. And I just hope their cartoon was worth it. I hope they got a good laugh out of it, is all I can say. Because, you know, innocent people are going to lose their lives over this. People could give a rat's ass about, you know, Charlie Hebdo's right to publish blasphemous cartoons, which is the aesthetic equivalent of chewing with one's mouth open, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. We've got as well the Saturn, transiting Saturn-Neptune square under mutable signs. That's heating up as well, and that's not something that's specific to France. It's specific to the whole world, to each of us, and all of us. So we are looking at a year in which we've got a very powerful, very active Uranus-Pluto square, with that Pluto being in the bends of the transiting nodes. And we've got the Saturn-Neptune square heating up right now as well. So certainly plenty of issues. But Stephen, I was looking at this chart thinking to myself, well, hold on, in a couple of years, just universally, Saturn will catch up with Pluto. And that warrants quite a lot of consideration, not only in terms of France, obviously, but global dynamics. It will be very interesting for us to explore the theme of Saturn conjunct Pluto in about, well, not to explore in 2 years' time, to explore ahead of time for when it occurs in a couple of years, because that's going to be very interesting, a Saturn-Pluto conjunction. That's a relatively rare conjunction, isn't it? Something that would happen every 20, 20 years, Saturn cycles through the zodiac. So observing how that conjunction actually shapes up against different charts or within different charts will be
be an interesting exercise as well. But it's pretty certain that with this terrorism, this new form of terrorism, as I said, that is, you know, in your own town, potentially, it's not going to go away. We're in this for the long haul. And it's not easy to deal with.
Yeah, it's to note that when Saturn does conjunct that Pluto, you know, in Capricorn, it will activate rather emphatically the Francis 10th house in Capricorn. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's very interesting to speculate as to what this Plutonian overhaul might do to the French government. For sure, to have Saturn there is going to be very.
Stephen, again, we said that we're not going to give opinions in our show. Well, we will on occasions we'll allow ourselves to give opinions, and we'll state when we're giving an opinion rather than an interpretation of what's going astrologically. What I'm about to say is not an opinion, it's fact. And there is a lot of tension in France already. There was a lot of tension in France already. Between the Muslim community and the non-Muslim community. And the events of last week will heighten some of those tensions. And although the majority of French people will take a very mature and responsible attitude to what's happened, recognizing that, you know, just because some young men decided to go and slaughter a bunch of journalists doesn't mean that all Muslims are in on that. Not at all. These young men are absolutely the minority, an exception. But you still will get people who react inappropriately and show discrimination towards Muslims, and so there are going to be significant tensions in France. And you make the point about this conjunction, this upcoming conjunction of Saturn and Pluto and Capricorn, the sign of government, and it is in the 10th house of the French chart, as you pointed out. It's a sign, in my opinion, that the National Front in France, the right, the political right wing, will benefit considerably from what has occurred. They're already calling for the borders to be more strictly monitored. They're calling for citizenship to be removed from.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm still kind of grappling with the idea that you mentioned the phrase right wing and France in the same sentence. Did I hear that correctly?
Well, we're not talking right wing as in Nazis, but we're talking about the very conservative political elements, the National Front, and they are very much in favour of limiting immigration. They are very much in favour of managing borders. They are very much in favour of removing nationality from people, particularly people that have been and fought abroad in Syria, etc. And, you know, they've always been concerned the very conservative right-wing element in France could increase its influence and number of seats in the French Parliament. That is happening. They have won more seats in the recent past, in 2014, I'm sure. And the events last week are certainly going to help them in their mandates. You'll find that more people will be voting for them. That's the simple fact of it. And that's what we'll see this year. That's what we'll see next year. And that is partly described by this upcoming conjunction of Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn in the 10th house in the French chart. I think you'll find that the French people start to vote more for the right wing, and rather than for the more liberal party or parties, and we'll see this sort of tightening effect, this tightening effect of French government that I feel is partly symbolized by Saturn and Pluto conjunct in Capricorn.
Ooh. You know what, Steve? I think we actually overshot our time limit here, man. We just passed the hour mark.
We have. It's been a great show, Stephen. Really focused and really, really pertinent. And I think we've made it clear that sadly we don't see this problem going away, and sadly we don't feel that the events of last week are the last events in France. We feel there are a couple more coming, and it seems like one could be pretty soon.
Yeah, I wanted to add that, you know, in the days prior to February the 13th, I think that the emphasis is actually going to be on Jews and anti-Semitic events,
mm-hmm.
because that directed ascendant is going to go through the sign of Aquarius. You know, but
yeah.
I think the new format's working out for us, where we have a plan laid out, and I think we